Jesus' name. Let's stand together, if you will. Amen. Are you glad to be back out? Ain't he wonderful? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly again appreciative, Father, of a grand opportunity. Lord, it seems like when you're away from here, Lord, it's just it's dear to our hearts, the opportunity to come. Lord, may we never take it for granted. Lord, it may come to a time that we won't have the opportunity for some reason. Lord, may we make good the time we have, Father. Lord, diligently seeking you. Coming, Lord, in the Spirit, ready to receive. Oh, God, help us everyone, Lord, is my prayer. Bless us now. Draw us ever closer to thee, and may you get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. We ask this in your precious, holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'd like to start, if you wouldn't, our big books on 105. Amen. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. I love singing this song. Amen. In a manger long ago, I know it's really so, a babe was born to save men from their sin. John saw him on the shore, the Lamb forevermore, oh Christ the crucified of Calvary. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. From Galilee, amen. Oh, for he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. The publican went to pray in the temple there one day. He cried, O Lord, be merciful to me. He was forgiven of every sin, and a deep peace placed within. He said, come see this man from Galilee. Amen. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, for he's done so very much. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins, praise the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. The lame was made to walk, the dumb was made to talk, that power was spoken with love upon the sea. The blind was made to see, I know it could only be the mercy of that man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, for he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, Nicodemus came by night to know the way of right. He asked the Son of Man, what must he do? These words he said to him, he must be born again by the Spirit of that man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, for he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins, placed that Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
She was forgiven of every sin, and a deep peace came within. Then she cried, come see that man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, for he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sin, placed that Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen.
Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, for he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sin, placed that Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen. Do you love him? Hallelujah. Our loose leaf pages there. Page 10. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Amen. If you've experienced it, saints, I know you feel that way. Hallelujah.
There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Oh, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine, amen. Oh, is it the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, oh, wonderful. Oh, is it the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Oh, boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away. Oh, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, oh, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me.
Amen.
Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful. Wonderful, oh, wonderful. Oh, is the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Amen. All his love, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. He's so wonderful. Page 236. Amen. Like to sing about what his love will do for you. Amen. Look and live. I have a message from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 'Tis recorded in his word. It's only that you look and live. Amen.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live.
Amen.
I have a message full of love. Hallelujah. A message, oh my friend, for you. 'Tis a message from above. Hallelujah.
Jesus said it, and I know 'tis true.
Amen.
Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. 'Tis only that you look and live, hallelujah. Life is offered unto you, hallelujah. Eternal life thy soul shall have, if you'll only look to him, hallelujah. Look to Jesus, who alone can save. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah. I trusted and he saved my soul. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It's only that you look and live.
Amen.
Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. 'Tis only that you look and live.
Amen. Look and live, saints. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. His love, saints. What he's done for us. Paid the price that we couldn't pay. Amen. And freely give it to us. Amen. He's wonderful. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up in the sun? Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will. Yes. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is here. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords reigns throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus. More and more. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the light, the door. Let's talk about Jesus. More. Hallelujah. Praise his name. How many have a request for him? Something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it there. Brother Philip, would you take the request tonight?
Gracious Lord, we pray for all of tonight as we come to you at this time, Lord, at that time.
Yes.
We just pray, Lord, to be more and more upon our hearts and our minds, Lord, in this hour in which we live, Lord, that we talk more about Jesus. Lord,
yes.
We talk more and more about you, Lord, and help us, Lord, to have the boldness, Lord, and the knowledge of thy word, Lord, that we might be able to talk more about you, Lord, and rather than talk about all the things of the world and the cares of life, Lord, my God, that whenever opportunity arises, Lord, help us to talk more about you, Lord, and we pray tonight, Father, that this time that you remember every need here before tonight, my God, has been brought before you, Lord, by the raising of their hand, Lord, and You know what was upon the heart of that one, whether it was a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need, we break all of it. Whatever the need was, that you just reach down now and meet the need, Lord, and be that one, Lord, that failed to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. And my God, you might be exalted for this hour in which we live. And pray for thy words that as it comes forth, Lord, the messenger we pray your Father, anointing and thy Holy Spirit, Lord, Lord, not only be upon the messenger, Lord, but upon thy word as it comes forth, Lord. And that our hearts, Lord, will be open, Lord, that the anointing of thy Holy Spirit, Lord, might give us us, Lord, the revelation and the understanding of thy word, that it might bring forth fruit unto righteousness. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Anyone else have a song, maybe a chorus, something on your heart? Amen. Amos?
Can you sing the rest of that song we were singing on
592? 592? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. 592. Yes. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus. Let all the world proclaim the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing his praises near him and praise him. Let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is he, the Savior of the world, the man of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he, the well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he, the great physician to and through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages he, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime, he is our bridegroom, so be mine. Amen. Hallelujah. All saints, he's deserves all praise and all glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. We ask Brother Tim to come. Let's sing the chorus, Only Believe. But let's sing it, Lord, I Believe. Amen. Do you believe?
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we are so thankful for the opportunity you've given us to be here tonight. And Lord, for the health and the strength to stand here. And Lord, with breath in our bodies to praise you and to worship you and to magnify your wonderful name. For truly you are worthy, Lord, of all of our life. Lord, we are just so appreciative, Lord. And as we've gathered here, we've come hungry, Lord, asking you to speak to us. And Lord, just take these few simple words, and Lord, may it, you know the purpose behind it, but may it blend into our hearts some way, Lord. You know the time and season of all things. And Lord, we just want to be what you would have us be. Lord, that through it all, you could express yourself back to this world that you are alive this day. Lord, we bless the word now. Bless our hearts to the hearing, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Happy to be here. Amen. It's just been, seems like it's been forever. But oh, it's just wonderful. You know, just so thankful for what God's doing for us and what you see. And just a, it's a never-ending love. You know, it just grows greater every day. And you see more of him every day. And it just seems like all along the way, there's just an extra special something somewhere if you're just open to him and give him a chance to speak to your heart. But just a little few words of exhortation tonight, but I'd like to turn to the book of Colossians and read a very familiar scripture there in the first chapter. Just renew our minds to a few things, and maybe somewhere, I don't know, but I pray. If nothing else, it'll cause you to dwell on some of these things and begin to think about it and maybe just stir your heart some. Amen. Just to see that God is always on time. He knows exactly when to water the seed, when to give it sunshine. He knows all things and phases that for that little seed to grow to become what he wants it to be. But let's begin here in Colossians, the first chapter and the 15th verse. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. May the Lord bless him in his word, and you may be seated. Dwelling, you know, as our pastor has been in marriage and divorce and bringing things, and just a beautiful type both ways of the natural and the spiritual. And when you can see God, how he set it all in order and how it all began, and just he put everything in motion, and from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden till now, and you see the great plan of God unfolding. And you begin to realize just how great God truly is, that how he placed everything right in there on time and in place for it to work just like he did. And I was just reminded so much of this message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. As we was listening, you know, as our brother was bringing it, showing a wife being submissive to her husband, but yet Christ is the head of the church. He's our head, and as a wife to Christ, how we should just be in such a unity. And how we should see that, him having the full preeminence in our lives. And that's just some of the things I want to read here tonight out of this message, is just talk a little bit about that. And just kind of stop and think how God has put it all in order. And how, and you look, and I was just taking the natural, as you take a home when a wife's in submission and a husband's ruling the way he should and the children are in their place, how sweet and unity is in the home. And how it just all works purposely just like God set it in order. But all of that was just for a temporary purpose, this on the earth. But each one of us was given a place. And God had a great plan he wanted to unfold. And you know, if you stop and think, you might look back in the days of Samson, Moses, David. And you look at the great men of old and the many things that God performed through their lives. And he chose them for that purpose to do and to use them for there. But yet here we stand today, and maybe I'm a housewife, maybe I'm just a husband, maybe I'm just someone's child. But God has got a purpose in our lives, and he set each one here in a special time. In a special time when he said he would have the preeminence in a people. And they would be so surrendered to him that he would be able to express himself back through that people. And they would be a spotless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ to him in representation of him. And he would reflect his life through him. And by God's grace, here we sit today, and maybe we think, oh, I didn't get her, I wasn't at the Red Sea, but here God has placed in your hands an opportunity of one of the finish up the work that he started way back in the beginning, and how it's all been a type down through time. But I'd just like to start here on page 21 in this message, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Just going to catch some highlights here, not going to go way into this, but just some things to keep in mind as we are serving God. Amen. Pressing ever onward. Don't ever think it's just a time of, well, we're just going to church, I'm just going to work, and I'm just cleaning the house. But every day, God is using you some way, somehow. He is getting preeminence in your life. And that's our whole purpose for being here. And when that full life of Jesus Christ comes into that body, there's going to be a rapture, a catching away of that little bride. And we are going to leave this old world behind. And saints, the more you see of it, and the more just how great it's going to be when we can leave. Amen. But here on page 21, in paragraph 140, notice God had a threefold purpose in this great mystery secret. God and his great mystery secret that he had before the world began, he has got a threefold purpose in it. And that's what we want to go upon this morning, is what that threefold purpose. See, now I believe by the help of God who is present, he'll show it to us. Now if he had a threefold purpose, we want to find out what this threefold purpose is. And the first thing was that God wanted to reveal himself to the people. And he couldn't do it as the great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He was too great to ever be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. How could that great being that never did begin, that after you went beyond the cycle of space and out into infinity and into eternity, a great creature that was all of that and still is, but he wanted to, he loved fatherhood, for he was a father, and the only way he could express it was to become the Son of Man. And that's the reason Jesus kept saying Son of Man. See, they didn't know what he was talking about, many of them, but now you get it. The congregation, he wanted to express himself, and that was one of his great threefold purposes, was to express himself and identify himself with human beings, to reveal himself in Christ. Now secondly, to have the preeminence in that body of believers, that is his bride, that he might live in people. And saints, that's many times we just read that, he might live in people. But do we really stop and think of what that entails to us? And really means to have the great God, the one that created everything, and by him all things consist, dwell within you. And really see the results of what that can do in your life. He says, now he could do that in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. So now there had to be some way to get it back again, but oh my, now this is rich to me, just even think of it. See what God's purpose was? Why didn't he just keep even Adam and Eve like that? Then he would never have been able to express his fullness, his full attribute, because he had been a father there, that's true. But he's also a savior. You say, how do you know? He is, because I've had that experience. See, it's a savior. He had to express that. And how could he do it? Only through Christ. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. See, all things are wound up in that one person, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And how, by God's grace, and this day, he sent a prophet to us that totally took this word and broke it open and broke off those coverings that we could see him from front to back in the word. And by God's grace, he placed inside of us a little portion of himself to be a receiver, to reach out and grab a hold that, and to see that predestinated seed within us responded, that I was predestinated for that purpose. Amen. The same as Mary, when the angel came to Mary and she said, and he told her he was going to conceive, he said, let it be to me according to thy word. She was predestinated. The ground was prepared beforehand, and it just was naturally, it went right in. The little woman at the well, she didn't fuss and fight when he said, I am he. She said, oh, come see the man. Why, there was a predestinated seed done on the inside. Amen. That Jesus had predestinated, that he in his great knowledge and mind knew at that time she was going to be the one at that stage that was going, he was going to use to show forth his glory on. And to show that he was a savior and he can be a healer. The little woman with the blood issue, how great he was able to express that I am the God that healeth all your diseases. Amen. look back and watch all that he'd done through those. And that was wonderful and that was great. And it expressed him so much. But let's bring it up to our day. We're standing here and we've got a work to do. Mm-hmm. He left a portion for us of this day to finish. Each one is that little bride of Jesus Christ. I want to turn over here to, as he goes on, he says, then that all wound up in that one person, Jesus Christ. And over here on page 51, I'm skipping a lot in this message, but why, it's wonderful. You ought to go back and just read it, study on it. Amen. But he says, what was Jesus, this is page 51, paragraph 374, but what was Jesus manifested for? To show God. He was God. He had to be. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. My, just think of God and how he came in humility in a place where no one least expected him and how he expressed himself so mightily. And he says, he was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was the God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the kings. He was the history. He was he that was to come. He that was, he that is, and he's that to be in this day, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was manifested for that purpose. And through that purpose, he achieved a church that he, the fullness of God, might bring to pass every promised word of God in these last days. When he gets the preeminence in the church, the position, his place in the church, Jesus said, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do, for I go to my Father. See, that was his purpose, and there was the manifestation. And now today he wants to get somebody that can so see it that they can let the word. See, Jesus so seen it that he was so perfectly born for the day until God expressed every move that he made. And he was God's revelation, God revealed. And oh my, if we can just so see it that we have been sent here for its one sole purpose, but to let him express his life through us 100%. We're here to have families, jobs, and all the things that comes with life. But through that, he was going to express that through all of that that's going on in this day, he could still bring a people to a fullness of a maturity of Christ. When it look at the world and it's gone and chaos and the churches have all turned their back and they're walking backwards and oh, you can wear earrings, you can wear makeup, you don't have to obey the word here, don't obey the word there, don't worry about it here. But down in the midst of that, he's got a little people that he predestinated to stand strong no matter what. Amen. And hold to the word 100% that he would receive the glory and the honor that he is the great I am. And what he said will come to pass just exactly the way he said it would happen. He was God's revelation, God revealed. And he sanctified with his spirit and blood a church that he might make every promise in this last day be revealed. See, he could go back and pick up what these other fellows had left off here in the last days. And by his Holy Spirit reveal all of the mystery of the seven seals. See, he is expressing himself, and that's his purpose. That's why he died. That was the second fold of the threefold manifestation. First, to express himself in Christ, and then to express himself through the church, the same thing. Christ was the Word, and the church becomes the Word when it lets the Word go through him. Amen. Let me turn back over here real quick. Amen. Here on the bottom of page 23, as he says, God expressed in Jesus Christ, who is both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church, the preeminences. All that God was, he poured into Christ, and all Christ was poured into the church, the believers. And sometimes, saints, maybe we still let that go over us, that the very same God that hung on the cross in the form of Jesus Christ, the very same God that was in the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, the very same God that was in the upper room, and the very same God that was in that pillar of fire, and housed himself inside of a people today to manifest and to vindicate his word and to bring it to pass. And is it so often said, if the life of Beethoven was in you, the works of Beethoven you would do. You'd play the piano, whatever he done, the great many things he did. And if that life of Christ is down in us, truly our life will vindicate and manifest that he's in there. There was nobody that could deny that Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth and walking, was that Messiah. That they could see those signs. They might not have been able to accept it, but they could see that what the scriptures had said that Messiah would do, he was doing. He was on the scene. And that's the same way it ought to be with that little bride. Their lives should be such a reflection that the people should be able to read these messages and read them scriptures and say, there is a people. There is the people. That they may disagree with you. They may not like what you believe, but they can't help but to look and to see with a true reality, there is a people that's doing what that word said to do. They see that reflection coming again. They see sisters that are in their place, sisters that are dressed decent, brothers that will stand as brothers, and men that are taking care of their families, ruling their home, and a unity and a peace and love and joy in their heart, and doing always unto the Lord. They'll see all of those many works and words coming forth in that people's life. A manifestation today in a people's life. But oh my saints, he wants us to be those prisoners like Paul was. A people that's totally surrendered. I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to give your bodies as a living sacrifice. Let all of that word just, when you can stop and just let God look at the big picture and see what he's doing and where your place is in that. If you can find yourself in those scriptures, if you can find your name written and hidden in there, I predestinated you. If you can find yourself there, oh, what a joy it ought to bring into your heart, and a joy and a love. Maybe the word will come hard and hot, then step on your toes, trim your hide, but it doesn't matter at that point because there's something in there that's reaching out, Lord, that's exactly what I need. But you've got to find your place, and you've got to see that those scriptures were speaking of you and that you're in there. But it's got to be, it's a personal, individual affair of him being revealed to you. This is in the Message Identification preached in January 23rd, 1963, paragraph, page 19, paragraph 122. And that's what the prophets did, every one. The word of the Lord came to the prophets, and that's how they knowed they were. Moses, the word of the Lord came to Moses, and the word of the Lord came to Noah, and the word of the Lord came to Daniel, and the word of the Lord expressed itself through the Hebrew children. What was it when men of any age took God's word, and then God expressed that word to them? Noah was an image and a sign of God's oncoming judgment. And he expressed the word by staying with the word. The same word he expressed condemned the world and saved his own house. And Daniel had purposed in his heart he wasn't going to defile himself with the world. And what did it do? It saved his life and the Hebrew children the same way. And every person that ever served God became an image of God, was God expressing his own word through them. Because the Hebrew children said, our God is able to deliver us. They had no revelation of it, no more than that, but said, however, we'll not bow down to your image. What was it? They were expressing the faith in the word of God, and God expressed himself back and reflected that he was the fourth man that they seen. And in that mirror there, God expressing himself through his living images. Oh my. And just remember, and as he said in the token, a full obedience to the full word of God, and will entitle you to that token. Full obedience. You, as our brother brought it out so beautiful, as a wife being obedient to her husband, just take it over into the spiritual for a moment. And if you're that obedient to the word, oh my, look what a place it places us in to know that I've my fare's paid. I'm holding my token. Amen. Oh my, it ought to cause, how it ought to stir our hearts to see the word come and really just scourge us and get down in there and really get down to where Brother Branham often called it, where you live. And get down in there and really just root around and dig out those things that bring it out, that it, this whole image would be a reflection of Jesus Christ. Not holding on to nothing of your personal self, none of your personal ideas or how you feel about it, but right back to 100% the word, just the way God said it and he wanted it to be. But oh, how it ought to truly burn down on the inside of our hearts to be that people, to be that surrendered out vessel, and let him have it. Because saints, we've been sent here for a purpose. We've been sent here for the, in this day, as he needed David on the field to face Goliath. He needed David there. That was David's spot, and nobody could replace him. But this day, he needed someone that he could express himself through. Young, old, middle-aged, he needed people to be portion of that today, the bride today that could live and he could express and prove that he's God. And by God's grace, here we sat. And each one of us, I pray we can find ourselves and our names in there. That this is me. This was for me. I'm not just a churchgoer. I'm just not attending service. But by God's grace, I see I've been called to be one of those that forsakes all, forgets all that's ever been, and follow Him as the Word. This is in the Message Works as Faith Expressed, preached November 26, 1965. Speaking of Noah, again, he says, page 20, paragraph 156, Noah's works expressed to man what his faith was in God's promise. Now God met Noah, and he said, Noah, it's going to rain, and I'm going to destroy the whole earth with water. Now it had never rained. That was the impossibility. But Noah got and said, prepare an ark, the dimensions I tell you about. And him being a carpenter, he went to work and began to take his foot at ease and everything and cut the boards and fix it up there with the shittim wood and put the pitch in it just like he said. Do you imagine what the people thought about that man? And I often think of the scripture said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And we look at the age of just chaos of homosexuality and all of it taking place. But then also look at the majority, Noah, one man and his family. That was all that was standing there, that it was obeying what God had told him to do. And bring it down to our day, and there's many people that claim to be Christians and they all claim to follow the Word. But how many is truly obeying the Word and following it and being led by the Spirit of God? But oh my, it's going to be one in a few. Amen. And they said, the man is actually crazy because he says it's going to bring water out of the heavens. There's no water up there. But you see, Noah didn't think about that. His works was expressing to the people what his faith was and what God said would take place. And that's the reason the genuine Christian separates himself from everything but the Word of God. No matter what people think, what anybody else says, he's separated. Because he isn't just saying that. If he is, he won't be long till his works will be made known. And he'll fall back and slip this way, join this one start, and he'll show what he is. But if he's genuine, and if the Word of God is bedded into him, then it's going to bring forth of its kind. You'll see that man preparing for the great hour. That's the way Noah did. And in this day, that by your fruits you will know them. You'll see the results of that Word. When it's been embedded into your heart, you watch the body quickly turn and follow that Word. Move right into it and follow 100%. But oh my, Noah's works was expressing what was revealed to him. And my, how I pray our works are expressing that it's being revealed to us. That I know how to be a wife under submission. That I know how to be a husband over a home. That I know how to be whatever my position is. As a housewife, as a worker, or whatever I am. That my position is fulfilled and matches what God said. Because there's a whole lot in here. I wrote a bunch of things down for another service, but you know where you just go in there. It says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Yes. Just go into that New Testament and begin to read in Ephesians and Philippians and Hebrews and some of the different places, the things that Paul spoke. Amen. Just saying, you know, just servants, obey your masters. And just read down through those lines, and that's where you find out if you've got eternal life. It's in there. Amen. Husband loves your wives, as our brother was bringing that. You can just go in there and read page by page and read right down through them and find out if your name's in that book. Yes, but oh my, I'd like to turn here to, amen. I believe it's Ephesians, the first chapter. Amen. I was afraid I was going to be a little lengthier. I'd have brought more in that book. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of wonderful things in there. Yeah, Ephesians, the first chapter. Just a wonderful little verse of scripture here, but I was just thinking, as our brother had actually spoke, I think it was on a Thursday evening, about nature and how it's all expressing, and you see God in nature. And when you stop to think about how the little flowers are expressing, they express God. The locust that's hollering so loud sometimes right now you can't hear yourself think. It's all an expression. That God created, the God that created the heavens and the earth, He created every living thing that's out there flying around. And you stop to think that each one of those things in their own way is giving glory back to Him. The trees, the flowers, the lakes, the streams, the little fish that swim in them, it all is to His glory. And when you look around and you see the rainbows in the sky, and I seen a picture, one of my cousins out in California, shared me a picture of a tornado that was taken over Memorial Day weekend. And tornadoes are very destructive, but it was just beautiful, the way that it was curved. And I was just, but it's God expressed in all of that. Just nobody can paint a picture that will look anything like the things he can do. But yet here he is, took human beings like me, you, and I. And we all look different. And we all may be different shapes and sizes. But yet he's going to express to this world through each one of us that he is the great I Am, that predestinated each one of us to be here, that he could have the full preeminence of our lives and express himself back. But let's just read this in Ephesians, the first chapter, begin about the third verse there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And oh my, just saints, when you can read the word and it says having predestinated us, and you can willingly just drink that in. Oh, he predestinated me. You don't, that's one word a lot of people can't swallow. But God predestinated a people that they would have such an open reception. That, oh, thank you, Lord, that you saw me in your mind. And he says, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, and according to the riches of his grace. And all saints, when you can just stop and begin to look at what God's done and how he put all of this in motion, everything that's taken place, and see the price that he paid for you and all that he done that he might indwell in you. Oh, it ought to make us so thankful and so happy. Amen. To see that by God's grace we've been in that counted in that number. Amen. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And it's just keep noticing it's his good pleasure. Amen. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be the praise of the glory, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. And saints, can't you see how greatly it means to him? And just to see that he can get the preeminence of someone. Someone that will yield to him and let him have their way in their life. Totally forget their ambitions and their whatever they might have and want to do in life, but yield themselves to Christ and let him mold the character in them that results in their showing forth this precious word. Amen. You know, as a father, you know, each one of our children have our own traits. Sometimes it's natural. It just flows and you see it here and you see it there. They act just like their mom or their dad. But oh my, how much more it ought to be with this precious word that they can see that we have a Heavenly Father. And it's truly being vindicated and manifested through us. But oh saints, I just pray that in some way it'll stir your heart. That give God greater. Let him have more preeminence. May we cry out greater for revelation. That it would truly be embedded into our hearts. That nobody can take it from us. It don't matter who comes along in life. And maybe he says, you're wrong in believing this. You're wrong in going there. You're wrong in doing it this way. But as long as you can find your path, and this word is lighting that path, may we be there just following it 100%. Right down the line. Amen. Just letting him have the will, preeminence in our lives 100%, that we would be to the praise of his glory. Oh my, that we could stand. Oh my, if time would go on. And they would never write another Bible or another book of Acts. They could say there was a people that surrendered their life. Brother so-and-so, he was true to God. He walked with him just like Enoch did, just like Job did. But oh my, our days, thank the Lord, it's going to be. We're going to go home. Meet the ones gone before. What a day it's going to be. Hallelujah. We gather over there. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But oh my saints, we ought to be so happy, so appreciative for what God's doing. Amen. Always looking and watching for where what he's got next for us. Amen. You know, I often think, and maybe I just like to watch how, since we've been in this little building, the Holy Spirit brings the word. And you may say, well, but just it's just amazing if you can just stop for a little while and look at how many things has been preached. Maybe when we first came, the Lord laid it upon our brother's heart to preach something and he brought it. And then go a year, 2 years, and then the Lord bring it right back again. Because he's ever mindful of his children. Maybe that other time, one of us missed. One of us didn't have our mind on the word. One of us wasn't paying attention. But then he, ever so mindful of his little bride, that he brought it back one more time. Brought it this way, brought it that way, pushed it over here, maybe brought a visitor in so another message came in the middle that you kind of come out of nowhere, but it was right in tune and it just lined right up. God knows exactly what he's doing, and I'm so glad that I know him. Amen. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Let's all stand, if you would, to ask our brother to come. I just love that little chorus. Let's sing that again. Let's talk about Jesus. Amen.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity, the great I am.
Listen to a read the scripture here. I just felt led to read this after Brother Timothy got done. It was so beautiful what he brought. And then we're going to sing a little chorus when we get done. And again, thinking about a husband and wife in union together in fellowship, because that's what a husband and wife is, in a union together in fellowship, in love. And oftentimes, just through the carnal mind, we think, well, you know, my husband don't love me because he corrects me. And, you know, and sometimes some women, they get a little upset and they get a little feathers ruffed a little bit, you know, when the husband has to correct. But if you only realize a man is really keeping his covenant when he's correcting that woman. And that woman being under submission and letting that man rule over her, she's staying in her covenant, see? So I want to read this scripture. It's in Revelation in the third chapter, and I'll just read it real quickly here. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Brother Timothy spoke about the creation of God and so forth. I know thy works. I just want you to again realize God knows your works. Amen. He knows mine. Amen. He knows all about our homes. Amen. Our works. Amen. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve. Oh God, anoint mine eyes with eye salve. That thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Just feel led to read that and just trust it, even with what Brother Timothy brought. Now our hearts ought to be stirred. Once again, our pure minds stirred by the way of remembrance. And may we not fail to take heed to all that we've heard. Amen.
Amen.
For you know, as Christ loved the church, same as a husband will love his wife. And just because he corrects her doesn't mean he doesn't love her. It means he loves her. He may see something there that needs chipped at and torn away. And the woman, being the weaker vessel, may not see it. And if she isn't in that position to constantly be under that head to help her along the way with the Word of God, she's going to be in bad shape. And she'll never appreciate the man God gave her. Amen. But may she always appreciate the man that God gave her.
Amen.
All you sisters. And may you men be men. And you sisters be sisters.
Amen.
Be ladies. Meek, humble spirit. And be reverence, respecting your husbands in all things. Amen. And Lord willing, I'd like to, this Sunday, if he tarries and if it's his will, I'd like to serve some more of that food. Amen. In marriage and divorce. So may you become hungry and be praying,
amen,
asking God to help us. Because there's all kinds of little channels here and there God can take us if you'll let him. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that word tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That God gave us to our precious brother to read in Christ the Mystery God Revealed and all these other many messages, the different quotes. May it be something that's alive in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this little chorus. It's just a little chorus. Page 75, The Beauty of Jesus. Amen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Amen.
All his wonderful passion and purity. Amen. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Amen.
Is that your desire?
Amen.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, oh, my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. So simple but beautiful. Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
perfection and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen. One more time, we'll dismiss. Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, oh, that's what our desire is. Lord, that the beauty of Jesus be seen in each and every one of us. And Lord, in all purity, Lord Jesus, there's so much impure in this day and age we live. And Father, to have that purity of Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit living within us, is so wonderful. It's so glorious, Lord, to know that, yes, in an age we live, that yet, Lord, you can live. And Father, you can take up people's lives completely over. And again, Lord, as our brother said and read the scripture, it is all to your good pleasure and your goodwill. And Lord, to glorify you. And Lord, how that should be so burning in our hearts. And even as a natural wife, Lord, as she loves her husband, she should always be uplifting her husband. And Lord, always telling how good he is to her. How such a good man and a good worker he is. And just a good provider and such a wonderful person to be in love with. Because Lord, that's what the Christ or the church is to Christ. Always telling how wonderful you are, how precious you are, and how glorious you are. And then Lord, the husband, to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Oh, what a love. And Father, you have been so good to us. You have been so wonderful. You've corrected us and kept us from going the wrong direction. Lord, oftentimes we begin to walk through the marsh and the swamps and all the dangerous parts throughout the land. And we could have died many times. But Lord Jesus, you quickly and firmly grabbed a hold of us and pulled us out of the miry clay. And set our feet on a rock to stay. And Lord Jesus, many times in things in life, has tried to pull us off of that rock. Tried to get us to fall away. And Satan's tried to put slimy things. Things that are slippery. Things that are terrible. That we could fall and get hurt. But again, Lord, your strong, firm hand reaches down and grabs a hold of us and shakes us oftentimes. And screams at us. Amen. Get back in line. Yes. Get back in line. Amen. It's going home time.
Amen.
Oh God. Help us, Lord, to always stay submissive and yielded to you. For Lord, you are the great I am, the truth, the light, and you are the light that we must always follow. We ask now, Lord, that you would guide us, lead us by thy sweet Holy Spirit. Keep us in that word above everything. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature. nature refined, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. God bless you. You're dismissed.